Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list is endless. From blue light glasses to red light therapy to EMF management and circadian friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly and with maximum impact. My favorite product from Boncharge is without a doubt their infrared sauna blanket. Boncharge ships worldwide and in rapid time. They also have free shipping on every sauna blanket, and there really are no hidden costs with this. They have easy returns and easy exchanges. It's a 30-day trial, and they have a 12-month warranty. So if you want your own sauna blanket, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15%. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to, oh my God, did I just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow every step of the way. So whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, with 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/manifest, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/manifest now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/manifest. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and we are talking about what feels like my bread and butter today. I love talking about morning routines. I could talk about morning routines all day long, and they've been really on like the top of my mind lately for two reasons. Number one, one of my favorite podcasts, Nerdy and Flirty by Cass Camp, she just put out her morning routine, and her morning routine episode. I'll link it down below. You guys should definitely listen. I love her podcast. And when she posted this, I was like, this is exactly what I want to listen to. Number one, we have very similar routines, which she's my kind of girl. Like I should have expected that. But number two, I was also just like, I'm so obsessed with this level of nosiness that I just want to know everything about everyone's morning and like what they do day to day. And it just like really scratched an itch for me. And I was like, I bet other people want to know what I do maybe in the mornings too. And if you don't even care about my morning, which let's be real, no one's waking up thinking about me. It might just be nice to like scratch the nosy itch and be like, what does Tori do in the morning? But if you are looking to build a routine, it could maybe give you some inspiration or ideas to build a sustainable and realistic and lasting morning routine. The second reason why morning routines have been very top of mind is because Danielle Carolyn also just released an AM Uncovered, which is like a morning routine on her Instagram and TikTok series. And I love it. And essentially she just goes through the lives of people and goes through their morning routine with them. And same thing, it just scratches that really nosy itch that I have. And it just feels good. So I wanted to talk about mine today. I also want to say that I think morning routines are so important because they really do set the day up for success. And it's really nice to wake up and know what you're doing. There has been a lot of times in my life, and I go in flows with my morning routine where I'm really good at it, and then I feel like I don't have one, and then I have a great one, and then I fall out of it. So like, it's always these highs and lows of morning routines, but when I'm in the lows and I wake up and I don't really have anything to do in the morning, it's much harder to get out of bed. It's like that, well, what am I getting up for mentality? Even if you're literally just getting up to journal or wash your face or make your bed, it gives you a purpose to get out of bed in the morning. And I think that is really important. Even if you have things to do that day, like you have work, you have errands, you have a job, you have school, you have whatever it might be, yes, that's reason to get out of bed, but to give yourself reason to get out of bed 30 minutes before you have to leave the house, an hour before you have to leave the house, even if you have nothing to do and you're planning on rotting in your bed all day long, it still feels really good to have a purpose to get out of bed in the morning. And I think morning routines give your day's purpose and give your morning's purpose. And I think that's a really good feeling. Like, as people and humans, we need to feel like we have a purpose. And I just think a morning routine is a really great way to start that purpose. So I will just cap it at that because I could go on that tangent for a long time. So I want to say that my morning routine, I'm going to give you guys a few variations. As you guys can see by the title, my morning routine in parentheses S, routines. And that is because there are levels to my morning routine, and my morning routine is dependent on what I'm doing that day. My morning routine today on Tuesday was drastically different than it was yesterday on Monday. And my morning routine tomorrow, Wednesday, is going to be very different than it was today on Tuesday. It's going to look a little bit more like it did on Monday. So the reason that I have multiple routines is because of when I work out in the day, what I'm doing that day for work, where I am. I'm really in between where I live right now in the suburbs of Philly and my shore house. And I'm between the two a lot. My routines between the two look very different. They also look different according to the season. Like right now it's the winter, and my fall, winter, spring routine is pretty similar. My summer routine looks completely different than what I do in the fall, winter, and spring. So you need to have flexibility in your morning routine to where you can adapt and you can bring it to wherever you are, but still have that actual routine rigidity to it, to where you wake up and you have purpose and you have momentum and like you have tasks to do in the morning. It feels good in the brain for the purpose. So yeah, there are levels to the morning routine, and I'm going to discuss all of these levels. I made a TikTok a little bit ago about like the levels of showers and how girls have, you know, different shower levels. And it's become this funny thing where on Monday night after spin, I come home and my dad always asks, "What level of shower do you have tonight?" Because they make dinner on Monday nights. And lately I've been spoiled. The past few Mondays, it's always been homemade pasta with homemade sauce, and it's just been incredible. Last night was homemade ravioli with homemade meatballs and homemade sauce, homemade bread, homemade salad, obviously with homemade croutons. Like it was, we were like, what are the kids calling it? Trad housewives. Like that was my dad last night, like on his trad housewife shit. It was so amazing. But anyway, he asks because he's like, how long do I need to wait to put the pasta in the water for how long it needs to cook? So there's levels to the showers. I'll quickly go over them. Level one shower is when you do the bare minimum. You don't wash your face. You don't wash your hair, but you just wash your body. You don't shave. Level two is you don't wash your hair, but you wash your body and you shave. Level three is when you don't shave, but you wash your body and you wash your hair. Level four is when you wash your body, you wash your face, and then you wash and you shave your body. Level five is an everything shower, okay? Where you're like tanning, you're exfoliating, like you're doing everything. And then there's add-on services to your showers. You can, you know, do a level one with the blowout after. You could do a level three with like a tanner after. You know what I mean? Like there's levels to your showers. And I think the same way that there's levels to your morning routines. There is a morning routine that I do every single day, and that is my base. And that morning routine typically takes anywhere from, it can take 30 minutes, but I like to comfortably give myself an hour in that morning routine just because I don't like to rush. But I can do it in 30 minutes if I need to be. And that's what I do every single morning. I like to say about 5 days a week. Ideally, I would do it every day, but you know, life happens and sometimes I don't do it every day, especially like if I'm sleeping over at my boyfriend's house and I don't have my things with me or I don't know, just like life, you know what I mean? So it's safe to say that I do this 5 days a week. Realistically, I probably do it six if not seven. But I don't want to like make this, I don't want to come on this podcast and be like, I'm perfect. I do this every day, because I definitely don't do this every single day, but it's safe to say that I do it 5 days a week on average. And then from that, there are levels and we will get into all that. So I'm just going to like shut up and just get into the morning routine. Like, that's why we are all here. Okay. So this is the base level of my morning routine. I do this every day and this is the base. So the first thing that I do is wake up. Obviously, I wake up between 6:30 and 8 a.m. It just really depends. On Fridays, I wake up at 5 a.m. because I teach 7 a.m. yoga. But excluding Fridays, I typically wake up between 6:30 and 8 a.m. Most days, I do not need to set an alarm. I definitely set an alarm on Friday and I do on Saturday because I also teach Saturday morning. But most days, I don't need to set an alarm and my body naturally wakes up around 7 to 7:30. I normally will set an alarm just because I want to make sure that I'm getting up, but my body does naturally wake up and I normally beat my alarm, which is very nice. That's another quote unquote rule that I have with myself. If my body just naturally wakes up and it's between the hours of 6:30 and 8, I will just stay up. Like, I don't try to go back to sleep. And yeah, that's been really nice. Like if I just naturally wake up at 7 and I have an alarm set for 7:30, I don't try and get that extra 30 minutes of sleep in because it actually just makes me more tired in the long run. So I'd rather just get up and start my day. So naturally I wake up between 7 and 7:30, but anywhere between 6:30 and 8 is when I like to wake up. The second thing that I do is I roll over and I grab my phone immediately. I know. And I open up my Oura Ring app and my Natural Cycles app. Now, I have tried this where I don't do this first thing in the morning, like the second I wake up. The reason that I do this is because if I like start my day without going on my phone, specifically the Oura Ring and Natural Cycles app first thing in the morning, my temperature is not accurate, meaning it will take the temperature of the time that I open up the Natural Cycles app. So if I woke up at 7 a.m. and I don't open up my Natural Cycles app until 9:30 a.m., it logs my temperature at what it was at 9:30 a.m., which is not accurate for my cycle. So I do it as soon as I wake up because I want my temperature to be accurate, because that's my birth control, is I track my temperature, my basal body temperature for my birth control. I have an entire episode on this that I will link down below if you guys are interested. I can also do another episode that's more in depth of like an Oura Ring review and how I use it specifically for my birth control. Let me know. I can definitely do that. I love talking about that. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list is endless. From blue light glasses to red light therapy to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern-day way of life effortlessly and with maximum impact. My favorite product from Boncharge is without a doubt their infrared sauna blanket. I love saunaing because it is truly one of the most stress-relieving things I have in my wellness regimen. I love it so much, but the only problem with saunaing is that it's kind of inconvenient, meaning I only have a sauna like at the gym, so I have to go to the gym to sauna. If I want to get a sauna at home, it's very expensive to be put in, and they don't get as hot as the ones in the gym. But honestly, it's just really expensive. So I was trying to look for a solution where I could sauna more, and I wanted to honestly sauna at home and be in the comfort of my own home instead of driving all the way to the gym to sauna. So enter the sauna blanket, which has literally changed my life. It is so easy to set up. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really rapidly, and I can stay in the sauna blanket for a while. I can stay in it for like 30 to 40 minutes while I relax, read, watch TV, meditate, and I can do that because your head isn't in the actual sauna blanket, so you can stay in it a lot longer, and you get all the same benefits as a traditional sauna. Honestly, probably even better because this one's infrared. So I feel really relaxed. I feel really revitalized. It's like the best addition to my wellness routine. I'm overall less less stressed, and I do it at night, so I sleep a lot better. It's just been absolutely amazing. Bonchard ships worldwide and in rapid time. They also have free shipping on every sauna blanket, and there really are no hidden costs with this. They have easy returns and easy exchanges. It's a 30-day trial, and they have a 12-month warranty. So if you want your own sauna blanket, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to, oh my God, did I just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow every step of the way. So whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, with 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And you can sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, which is your AI-powered all-star. I love Shopify. When I was searching for what website I wanted to use for the manifest planners, Shopify was without a doubt the only option for me, but I was really intimidated of how to set up a website. But luckily, Shopify made it so easy. It's a really, really simple, user-friendly website on both ends, and it looks professional, gorgeous, it's stunning, and I think you guys would be maybe not so surprised, but huge, giant brands, like think the biggest brands in the world, use Shopify. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is actually the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/manifest, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/manifest now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/manifest. So I open up my Oura Ring app and my Natural Cycles app. My phone is on Do Not Disturb, so I do not see any text messages, any phone calls, anything that came through overnight. I don't see it. I only open up my phone to just go to Oura Ring and Natural Cycles. So on my Oura Ring app, it will tell me my sleep score, my readiness score, my resilience score, and I kind of just like getting those stats, but the thing that I mainly look for is my temperature. So once I see my temperature, I then go into the Natural Cycles app, sync it to that, and then I put my phone down and I'm good to go, and I don't look at my phone again for a little bit. Then I sit up, and I also just want to note that bear with me here. I'm getting like very nitty gritty. In the morning, I try not to swallow more than 7 times before I get out of bed and brush my teeth, okay? It's just because like when you sleep at night, your body's detoxing, and a lot of the bacteria from the detox is in your mouth. And you can judge me if you want. I'm kind of slow to get out of bed these days in the morning. I like to take my time. So I don't like rush up out of bed to like go brush my teeth. I used to, but I don't like to get back into bed. That's my thing. I want to like, when I'm out of bed, I want to stay out of bed. So I don't like rush out of bed to like go pee or like brush my teeth or anything. I do eventually obviously do it, but it's not like one of the first things that I do. You'll see, and maybe it sounds gross, but like to me, it's not gross. What I'm getting at is I don't drink water as soon as I wake up because I don't want to like flush that bacteria down my system. And I try not to swallow a lot. My mouth is normally dry in the morning too, so this honestly really isn't that hard. Okay, getting back to what I was saying. So after I check my Oura Ring and my Natural Cycles app, I then immediately turn towards my journal and I do my morning pages. Now, my morning pages take anywhere from 15 minutes to 45 minutes. It really just depends how long I write for. Typically, I write one page, which is 15 minutes, but there are some days where I just have like a lot of creativity or a lot of thoughts, or I just have like a lot of things to write down and it can take up three pages. When I do the proper morning pages where it's supposed to be three pages, it takes me 45 minutes to 50 minutes, which is kind of a long time. So I don't do that every day, but it is very safe to say that I do one page of journal pages every day. And all that this is, it's a free flow thought. I don't really have a prompt. I honestly just write about anything. Like, I don't even remember what I wrote about this morning, but what this does is it gets any thoughts, any anxieties, any like subconscious thinking just out of my brain, and it really clears my brain first thing in the morning. It feels really good just to dump it out all on paper. I really like it. So this safely takes about 15 minutes and I love my morning pages. I could not recommend this more. After my morning pages, I will read. Typically, I will just read whatever book I'm working through. Right now, I'm reading The Creative Act by Rick Rubin. It's actually my second time reading it through. It's just so good that I didn't want to miss anything. So I'm just like rereading it again. It's so good. I will probably read it for like 10 minutes or so. I annotate this book. So as I work through it and read through it, I write down a ton of stuff. And that I also find to be really helpful throughout the process of, I don't know, my reading. And it could also just like spark inspiration for the day with work, or it could spark more thoughts for a journal prompt. So I kind of give myself time to work through this, but I typically read for about 10 minutes or so. But again, depending on if I have a little bit of extra time, I might read for longer. Everything really is just open to interpretation of the day, because I do work from home. I am self-employed, so I make my own schedule for the most part. And most days I don't have anywhere to be until a certain time. So I can kind of be a bit more flexible, but typically 10 minutes is safe to say. So after I have done my Oura Ring and Natural Cycles app, journal, and then read, then I get out of bed and I go like pee and stuff, and then I brush my teeth. I brush my teeth, I tongue scrape, and I floss. I do that in the morning, obviously. And I still have not drank water up until this point because I still don't want to like flush down that bacteria. But this is also the last time that I'm like getting out of bed for the day. Like I don't, that's what I was saying earlier. Like I don't want to get out of bed, brush my teeth, and then get back in bed. Like I could go sit on my couch or something, but there's something really nice just about staying in your bed, literally rolling over, grabbing your journal, and just writing in bed. Making your morning routine really easy and really accessible is the key to having a consistent morning routine that you can do every single day. Like that really is the secret to it. So I definitely make sure to prioritize that and do that as much as I can. And that just means journaling and reading in bed. So I get out, I brush my teeth. Then after I brush my teeth, I drink water. And I like guzzle my water because I'm so thirsty, so parched, so dehydrated at this point. I drink a lot of water. Okay. After I drink my water, I will then wash my face and do skincare. This is the step in my morning routine that brings me from a sleeping devil to an angel, to a waking beauty. Like, this is the thing that makes me feel awake and alive in the morning. It is washing my face. I recently have been going through like a little bit of a skin journey where my skin has been breaking out, and I think it's because I introduced a bunch of new products to my skin. Not good, broke the skin barrier, and I was like, okay, I need to like go back to the basics. So this is exactly what I do in the morning when I wash my face. First thing is I use the CeraVe SA cleanser, the salicylic acid cleanser. It is so good and it cleared my skin up literally in like 3 days. So I use that cleanser. Then I use the Ordinary serum, and then I use the CeraVe normal skin moisturizer, and that's it. So I use those three things every morning. I wash my face, and you guys, like seriously, this is a secret. I will do this no matter what. If I'm going to work out, I will do skincare before I work out. It also helps that these are all drugstore products, so I don't feel like I'm wasting really expensive products. Like that also feels really nice. So yes, I do this before I work out because I perform better when I have like a fresh face and stuff during my workout. So this is key. Wash your face. You will feel like a new person. You'll feel reborn. Then after I wash my face, I gel my eyebrows. This is like part two of feeling like a real human in the mornings. I use the NYX eyebrow glue and I leave it in my bathroom. I love this stuff. It's not tinted. It just puts my eyebrows where I want them and then they don't move for literally the rest of the day. I'm obsessed with it and it's just like a little bit of a makeup feeling, but it's not makeup and it lasts all day and it just, it like wakes you up completely. So washing your face, waking up, the best. Then I go back into my room and I make my bed. I have made my bed every single day since seventh grade. It's just something that I started doing one day and I just never stopped doing it. So to me, it's second nature. If you do not make your bed, I could not recommend to make your bed more. I can't even tell you of the very rare occasions that I don't make my bed for whatever the reason is. And I go back in my room later in the day and I see an unmade bed. Oh, my life just feels like a freaking mess. Let me tell you, like my head feels scrambled. It's tempting to go back in it and just be like, you know what? The day's over. I'm done. Like it just is so unmotivating to see an unmade bed. If you have a made bed, it makes your room feel cleaner. Your head feels cleaner. Your space feels cleaner. I feel girlier. It just feels better overall. So make your bed. I am really lucky because when I sleep, I literally don't move. Like last night, my Oura Ring can literally tell you this. I had zero movement last night. I went to sleep in one position and I woke up 9 hours later in the exact same position. I do not move when I sleep. It's amazing. It's like such a talent, but I don't move. So when I make my bed, it's so simple. I literally just have to like get out of bed and like pat down my sheets and put my pillows on and that's it. It takes me less than a minute. Now, when I sleep with my boyfriend, oh my God, like his, I don't know what he does. He like acrobats in bed, like his gymnastics overnight when he sleeps, like, oh my God, could you move anymore? This man, like the sheets will be completely off the bed. I'm like, what do you do? Like, honest to God, what do you do? Because I don't move. So what do you do? So when he, when I like, you know, have a sleepover with him and stuff, it's just like a whole mess. And then maybe it takes a minute and a half. But what I'm getting at is it does not take a long time to make your bed. And it is something that if you don't do it, I could not recommend to begin it more. It will change your life in the best way possible. And it's such a simple way to feel very put together. So make the bed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And then that is where my day begins. And that is my base level of my morning routine. So just to quickly repeat, I wake up between 6:30 and 8. I go on my phone for my Oura Ring and my Natural Cycles app. I journal and do my morning pages. I read, I brush my teeth, I drink my water, I wash my face, I do my eyebrows, and then I make my bed. Okay? That is the base level of my morning routine that I do every single day without fail, except like when life happens. That's my base, okay? Now, this is where the levels come into play. So let's go to like a level 2 morning routine, which is my work from home morning routine, which is my most typical morning routine. This is my bread and butter. Like, this is the morning routine that I genuinely enjoy doing the most. And I try to have at least 3 days out of the week, of the working week, Monday through Friday, because this feels really good for me. Okay. So after I make my bed, we're picking up right where we left off. So I did all those things. I did my base morning routine. Now we add on. After I make my bed, I stay in my pajamas or I switch into like a matching sweat set. I really like just always being comfortable. So I honestly stay in my pajamas as long as possible. It doesn't really affect me in my work. I just love being in my pajamas. I like to be comfortable. Then I go downstairs and I make a cup of warm lemon water or decaf tea. Right now I'm on a really big decaf Earl Grey kick where I do Earl Grey tea and then a little bit of Jordan's skinny syrups, sugar-free, calorie-free vanilla. I don't know. It's what we have. It's really good. And a little bit of milk in my tea, and that is really, really good. My stomach is like not yet ready for coffee, and I also try to not have caffeine for at least 90 minutes after I wake up. And normally once I hit that 90 minute mark, I can typically go without coffee for the rest of the day, but I do genuinely enjoy coffee. I like the taste of it. I like the ritual of it. I like the bowel movements from it. Like, it helps like get things moving in the morning too. So I do enjoy coffee, and I normally have coffee like 3 days a week out of the 7 days. Yeah, it's just kind of how it goes. I normally, yeah, whatever. Okay. Period. That's, I need to work on that. I need to like not make everything a comma and keep going. Like, sometimes it's just, you said your thought, you got your point across. Let's move on to the next step, Tori. Okay, moving on. So I go downstairs, I make a cup of warm lemon water or decaf tea because I'm not yet ready for coffee. The next thing that I do is I go back upstairs and I begin to work on my laptop for 90 minutes. This is my first bout of deep work. I have an entire episode on deep work. I will link it down below. I like to do my deep work fasted, so I have yet to eat breakfast. I have yet to work out. I have yet to really do anything other than my morning routine. And this is when I and the most creative, this first 90-minute bout in the morning. I let ideas free flow. I might script podcasts. I might work on things for Stride. I might sequence yoga class. Like, I really don't know what I do because it's a little bit different every day, but I try not to be reactive in this bout of work, meaning I try not to answer emails, answer text messages. That's another thing I still haven't brought up, like the phone. I try really not to introduce my phone until like after this 90 minutes, because honestly, if it's really that important, like someone will get in contact with me somehow, but it's never been that important. So I try not to go on my phone. Obviously I do check it every now and then, but like, I'm not like glued to my phone first thing in the morning. I really try to like give myself space between myself and the phone. Even though the first thing I do is roll over and check my phone, I'm not like engaging with my phone. Anyway, I will work for 90 minutes on my laptop. Then once that's done, that 90 minutes later, I will go downstairs and I'll have a light breakfast. My breakfast changes. Today I had oats with yogurt and strawberries and walnuts and craisins with a little bit of honey, and that was really good. Yesterday I had yogurt and fruit. The day before that, I had an omelet. The day before that, I had huevos rancheros. The day before that, I had I think just like eggs on toast. So it really just depends what I'm in the mood for, but it's some variation of oatmeal or fruit and yogurt or eggs. Like, it's one of those three. Smoothies, I would love to be a smoothie girl, but honestly they bloat me so bad and they don't really fill me up. So it's normally always like eggs, yogurt, oatmeal, something like that. So I'll have a light breakfast because I then get dressed into a sweat set or a workout set because I then go to a workout class. My workout class is typically yoga class, and it's anywhere from 11:30 to 12 as a start time. So I like a late morning, early afternoon workout class. Like, that's really my bread and butter. It just is a really good schedule for me because I get to wake up on my own accordance. I get to have my morning routine. I get to work and be creative first thing in the morning. And then I get to go to a workout class, move all that energy that I kind of created through my work through me and out of me. And then I get to just go home and have lunch, take a shower, put on comfy clothes again, and then settle back into work. And normally in my afternoon, that work session is more reactive. I answer emails, phone calls, I take meetings, I do to-do list things. Like it's a really good workflow that I have when I have my workout in the middle of the day. So that truly is my ideal morning, which kind of goes into my ideal day. And I try to do that 3 days a week. It really ends up looking like 1 to 2 days a week that I can do that, just based on how, again, life goes. And especially right now, I've just been traveling back and forth a lot from here to the beach these past few weeks because of my announcement that I posted the other day. I'm opening a new studio in Avalon, New Jersey. It's a yoga and Pilates studio in Avalon, New Jersey, which is at the Jersey Shore. And I'm so excited. If you guys want more information on that, check out our Instagram at StrideSeaIsle, SEAISLE. There's all the information on there, or you could check my Instagram at @ToriSterling_. But I'm so excited, but that's been having me travel back and forth a little bit. All this is to say that my ideal morning routine is exactly that. My base morning routine, and then I have my tea. I work for 90 minutes. I have a light breakfast. I go to a yoga class. I come home. I shower. I have lunch. I put back on pajamas because I'm typically home for the rest of the day. And then I just do reactive work. So emails, meetings, phone calls, text messages, to-do list things like that. And if I have errands, then I'll just like change later when I have to leave the house again. But like anytime I'm home, just know I am in sweatpants. Like I am in comfy clothes. Like that's just how I operate and that's just how I work. So when I'm home, I am in pajamas, and that's just point blank period. Like I'm not going to wear jeans around the house. Like what am I, Jeffrey Dahmer, a serial killer? Like I'm not doing that. Okay. So that is like my level 2 morning routine, which is my favorite morning routine. Now let's switch it back up. Going back to the base morning routine. Remember where we wake up, we do the Oura Ring Natural Cycles, the journal, the read, brush teeth, drink water, wash face, eyebrows, make bed. Okay. If I have a workout class in the morning, this is what I call my level 3 morning routine, because that means that my workout is in the morning. So my days look a little bit different. This is actually what I did this morning. So we're talking about like the morning that I just lived. Okay. So from making the bed, I then immediately change into a workout set because I'm going to get ready to go to a workout class. So then after I change into my workout set, I then go downstairs and I make a lemon water or a decaf hot tea to go. And I put it in a tumbler with me and I bring it to go. Then I drive to my workout class, and this is when I put on a podcast. Today I listen to Broski Report because it's Tuesday, but typically I listen to Broski Report, Giggly Squad, The Toast, Gals on the Go, Andrew Huberman, Nick Bear Perform or Nick Bear Podcast, Diary of a CEO. I'm missing a ton. Nerdy and Flirty, of course. Happy Hour with Gretchen. I'm missing a ton, but like those are like typically my go-to podcasts. I know that there's one that I've been listening to a lot that I didn't mention. I don't know. Can't remember. Anyway, so I drive and I listen to a podcast as I do. Skinny Confidential, whatever. Then I take my workout class. Typically it's yoga and typically it's a 60-minute class. Sometimes it's 75 minutes. That's only on Wednesdays though, because that's the only day that they offer a 75-minute workout class. But anyway, I digress. I take my workout class. Then I drive home. I try to make my workout class in and out. Like I really try not to linger at the gym too much. Today I saw a friend and we chatted for a little bit and that was really nice. But I really do try and be in and out because I had things to do today. Like I have to podcast today. I have a doctor's appointment in an hour. So I need to wrap this up before then. I'm going to the beach tonight. Like there's things I need to do. So like normally I'm in and out. I try to do that as quickly as I possibly can. So I went to my workout class, drove home. I take a shower. And again, the level of shower depends on what I'm doing that day. If I need to wash my hair, I wash my hair. If I need to shave my body, I shave my body. If I don't need to do any of that, I just do the bare minimum. I don't wash my hair. I don't shave my body. And I just wash my body. Okay. It just depends on the day. Today, I had to actually do a level 4, which is wash hair, wash body, and shave body. Yeah, it was like, it was a big day today. It wasn't an everything shower, but it was a level 4 shower. So I had to do it all today. And then after I shower, I go downstairs and I have breakfast. Again, the breakfast is always a variation of the oatmeal, fruit and yogurt, or eggs, any of those three. And then my workday begins. And normally I'm in sweatpants, pajamas, whatever, with my hair wet, no makeup on, and I'm fed. And this is when my workday begins. And this is when I would make like a cup of coffee. Okay. So typically time-wise, we're looking at like 11:30 in the morning at this point. And remind you, I woke up probably like 7:30. So we're talking like a 4-hour morning routine at this point. Like that's a pretty long morning routine, which is why I like my ideal scenario where I work out in the middle of the day, because I feel like my morning ends as soon as my work begins. And that feels nice to have like an hour-long morning routine. Like that feels manageable. But when it's like 4 hours like this, it kind of just feels excessive and like I'm wasting my day, even though I know I'm not. It kind of just feels that way. So I personally like scenario one with my work from home setup, with my workout in the middle of the day. Okay. Then if I need to be on camera, like today I'm recording a podcast, then I need to get ready. Okay, so then I add on getting ready to my morning routine. And I normally do not podcast in the afternoon. I only ever podcast in the mornings. So this is typically with like a wake up, a workout in the morning kind of routine. So all of that to be said, if I need to get ready, then I pick up right where I left off, which is after I have breakfast. Okay, so now we're right back where we were. I did my base morning routine. I did my workout routine. Then I have breakfast. Okay. Then from breakfast, I do my makeup, and I do that so that my hair can keep air drying as much as possible. I just hate blow drying my hair, so I like to do that as least as I possibly can. So I do my makeup. Today took me about 15 minutes to do my makeup, very bare minimum, but you can tell me on the YouTube video that I look gorgeous. I would appreciate that. Thank you so much. So we do that. Then I do my hair. Lately, I've been using the Shark Flex style. That's just what I did today. And I just used the round brush attachment. And I love this hair. What's it called? A hair dryer. I'm obsessed with it. It took me 13 minutes total start to finish to do my hair today, from wet to this. It dries my hair, I'm not kidding, so fast. Like when I rough dry my hair, 3 minutes for my whole head of hair. I have a lot of hair. It does not take any hair dryer 3 minutes to completely rough dry my hair. It's so crazy. Then I just go in with the round brush and I smooth it out. And that takes the longest part. That took about 7 minutes. Okay. And 13 minutes, I was done. I know that math doesn't add up, but I did record it today because I'm recording like a TikTok vlog. And the clip of when I did my hair was 13 minutes. That's how I know that. So give and take some time of like whatever else, but that's just what my phone said. Anyway, I'm obsessed. So I do my hair and then I throw on an outfit with the least amount of effort as possible. You guys, I'm literally just wearing like a workout shirt right now. This is from Aloe and I'm wearing sweatpants underneath the blanket. Don't let the blanket fool you. The blanket is just so I don't have to put on like regular pants. I'm wearing sweatpants underneath of this and slippers. So then I just throw on an outfit with the least amount of effort as possible and then my work begins. So that could go to recording a podcast, scripting a podcast. I really only do this when I have somewhere to go or to record during the day. Normally, if I even have somewhere to go, I don't like even really get ready because I just don't feel like it, if I'm being totally honest. I find that when I wash my face and I do my eyebrows, I feel put together enough that I don't need makeup. I don't need to like really do my hair. But also when I blow out my hair like this, my hair is good like this for the next few days. Like I can just touch it up with a round brush, but it really does stay like fresh and bouncy and it's just amazing. Shout out to the Shark Flex style for real. But anyway, after I get ready, then I begin my work. So now we're looking at a workday start of like 12:30, which is a 5-hour morning routine, you guys, like which is really long. So that's why I don't do this every day, because I can't do a 5-hour morning routine every day. Like it's a job to have a 5-hour morning routine. Are you kidding me? So yeah, it's definitely a privilege to be able to work for myself and make my own hours and be able to have a morning workout. But that's why I really like the morning routine where I work out in the middle of the day, because I feel like my day's in momentum, because starting at 12:30, I just feel like I've already like, I'm behind so much on the day. Like right now I'm recording this, it's 1:30. I have a doctor's appointment at 2:30. I want to go to the beach at 4. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I have to send these episodes in between all that. So it's kind of just like, where did my day go? But it's also hard because I really like the yoga classes that are offered at 9:30. They're also really good in the middle of the day. So it just, you know, like it's a give and take. But at the bare minimum, I always do my base morning routine, which is wake up, Aura Ring, Natural Cycles, journal, morning routine, journal, morning pages, read, brush teeth, drink water, wash face, eyebrows, make bed, always. That can take anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. Just depends on how slow I want to move or how fast I want to move. Then in the summer, my levels change, my add-ons change, and I will do an updated morning routine in the summer when that comes. But my base pretty much stays the same because that has been my base for a while now. I've been doing this for, I don't even know how long, but it's my pretty established routine at this point, and it feels really good. I really like it. I enjoy it, and it works really well for me. So yeah, these are my morning routines. Something that I did want to note is that I have in the past always talked about going on morning walks, morning sunlight, and I still stand by it. However, I don't know what it is. The past like 2-3 weeks, when I go out and I go for a walk in the morning, I return back from my walk so tired. I really, truly don't know what's going on, but I just get so tired that I have not been doing that as much in the morning, and it's been helping. Like, I haven't been feeling tired in the morning. So I don't know what that's about. I am going to bring it back, but I just want to say, like, lately, as in the past like 2 weeks, I haven't been doing that. But if I do a little walk, that is after I make my bed. Okay. I'll make my bed. I'll go for a stroll, and I literally just wear my pajamas. I'll just put like shoes on. I go for a stroll and then I come back and then I make my tea and then I go upstairs and I do my 90 minutes of work, or I go to the workout. So it's always after I make my bed. Okay. But that's really when I add that in. But yeah, guys, those are my morning routines. I hope you guys all enjoyed this episode. I would love to know your morning routines, and be sure to follow my TikTok because I'm posting my morning routine on my TikTok as well. If you want to see it in action, you can totally do that over there. Thank you guys so much for listening. Happy Monday, you guys. Have a wonderful rest of your week. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you all very soon. Bye, guys.